Prologue. Herald of the One God. Colchis, many years ago. The archpriest watched from the cathedral window as his city burned below.
We should do something.
His voice was a bass rumble, yet edged by a softness that smoothed his words into something almost delicate. His was a voice made to reason, to question, to reassure, not to scream and froth and rage. The archpriest turned from the window.
Father, when will the fires stop burning?
Corfirin walked across the chamber, his wizened scowl deep set on his face, like a scar cut into old leather. He busied himself with the scrolls on the central table, his thin lips moving as he read each one in turn.
Father, we cannot remain here while the city burns. We must help the people.
You have not spoken since we claimed the Cathedral of Illumination.
The aging man glanced over for the merest moment.
And your first words after winning this war are to ask when the fires will be drowned? You have just conquered a world, boy. You have greater matters to concern yourself with.
The archpriest was a young man, beautiful in a way that transcended notions of physical attraction. His tan skin gleamed with tiny tattoos of gold-inked scripture. His eyes were dark without being cold, and he could spend days without smiling, yet never seem sinister. He turned back to the window. In his mind's eye, he'd always pictured the Crusade's end in this very place. The avenues of the city of grey flowers flooded by cheering crowds, their joyous prayers reaching into the skies, shaking the slender towers of their former rulers. The reality didn't quite approach it. The streets were crowded, that much was true, but crowded with rioters, looters, and clashing bands of robed warriors, as the last lingering remnants of the Covenant's defenders fought to the last against the tide of invaders.
So much of the city is still aflame, the archpriest said. We must do something.
Corfarin murmured to himself as he read the tattered parchments.
Father.
The archpriest turned again, watching the older priest discard another scroll.
What is it, boy?
Half of the city is ablaze. We must do something.
Corfarin smiled, the expression ugly but not unkind.
You must prepare for your coronation, Lorgar. The Covenant has fallen, and the old ways will be cast down as blasphemy against the One God. You are no longer merely Archpriest of the Godsworn. You are the Archpriest of all Colchis. I have given you a world.
The golden figure turned back to the window, eyes narrowed. Something crept into his voice then, something rigid and cold. A foreshadowing of all that would be in the centuries to come.
I do not wish to rule, he said.
That will change, my son. It will change when you see that no one else around you is as fit to rule as you are. In a moment of realization, it will change out of your own selfless need. That is how it always works for men of power. The road to every throne is paved with good intentions.
Lorgar shook his head.
I wish for nothing more than our people to see the truth.
The truth is power.
The other priest went back to the scrolls.
The ignorant and the weak must be dragged into the light, no matter the cost. It doesn't matter how many bleed and cry out on the way.
Lorgar watched his new city burn, seeing his followers slaughter the last of the old ways blasphemers in the streets below.
I know I have asked so many times before,
he said softly,
but does it not give you pause, even as the crusade ends? You once believed as they do. I still believe as they do.
Corfarin gave an assured smile.
But I believe as you do as well.
I keep to my old faith that there are many gods, Logar. Your one god is simply the most powerful.
He will come to us soon.
The archpriest looked to the darkening sky. Colchis was a thirsty world, and rain clouds rarely made a call in the heavens.
Perhaps a year from now, but no longer. I have seen it in my dreams. On the day he arrives, his vessel will descend through a storm.
Corferan came closer, resting his hand on the taller man's forearm.
When your one god comes, we will see if I was right to believe you.
Logar was still staring up at the blue sky, watching it become choked by the rising smoke from the burning city. He smiled at his mentor's words.
Have faith, father.
Corferan smiled then.
I have always had faith, my son. Have you ever dreamed this god's name? The masses will ask for it soon enough. I cannot but help wonder what you will tell them.
I do not believe he has a name.
Logar closed his eyes.
We will know him only as the Emperor.